The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and out on the web at linewsradio.com. And check out the LI News Radio app, and this way you could take Spotlight on Long Island Schools wherever you go. Spotlight on Long Island Schools brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island School Boards since 1959. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about some amazing, unique programs that are going on in our school districts across Long Island. And we'd like to welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools a regular favorite that has been coming here well over 7 years. And they have amazing science programs, and I'm talking about the Freeport School District. And we'd like to welcome back to the program the Director of Science for the Freeport School District, Dr. Pereira. Dr. Pereira, welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, my friend. And listen, we've been doing some unique shows with you and your department and some of the unique things that you bring to the students there for many, many years. So welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vecchio.
All right. So talk to us. What unique thing do you have going on at Freeport this time around?
In a few years, NASA, through its Artemis program, wants to start launching rockets from the moon to explore deep space. And I am fortunate enough to take part in some of these programs and bring it to my students so that we can train the next generation of Artemis students.
That's pretty impressive. So what are some of the studies that are going on right now? To obviously, you're going to have to set up the infrastructure on the moon. Obviously, people are going to have to be on the moon a little bit longer than in the past, and obviously return to a mission to the moon. So what are some of the projects that are you bringing to the district?
School district took part in the app development challenge that was sponsored by NASA. It was a nationwide competition, and they gave us the terrain of the South Pole of the moon. That is the landing site for the NASA Artemis missions. And our students plotted the terrain and made some initial calculations, and they will describe to you their work in presently.
All right. And I will say right now we're going to be speaking with some students from the J.W. Dodd Middle School, and they're involved and they're working with NASA. And listen, when I was in middle school, we didn't get these opportunities. So very cool programming coming there to the Freeport School District and J.W. Dodd Middle School. And we'd like to welcome to the program the earth science teacher, Mr. Capaccio. Mr. Capaccio, first off, you know, Dr. Pereira, he's like the mad scientist of directors of science. He always comes in with some really unique, cool stuff for the school. So from a middle school science teacher perspective, how cool is it to bring such a relevant program and connecting kids with NASA from your perspective as an educator?
I think it's great that it takes something like the Earth Science Regions, where they learn about gradient, and it takes it up to the next using Unity and MATLAB. And a little like simple equations, but it takes it with, like, they use upper level physics, but we don't get to that detail. The computer programs do that. But it basically, we use gradient, which is a change in field value over distance. And that's usually an X and Y component. And this brings it with a Z component, like a three dimensional. And it basically, they have to use the math and plug in the coordinates and pick a best fit path that NASA did with their project, which they'll show you in detail. They'll explain more what that's about. But yeah, it kind of challenges the kids. It brings it up to a level where they could see the work will get tougher, but it's actually enjoyable because you could use some of that data. NASA will use some of it in the competition.
Right. And how does this help with the engagement level, right? Because, you know, when we took classes, sometimes if you didn't see the relevance of what you were being taught, maybe you kind of lulled yourself into just going through the process. As a teacher, when you're bringing the relevance and connecting it with NASA, what does that do to the engagement level and the rigor with the kids in the class?
It does a lot. I mean, the district, we also have done even projects in meteorology with the upper atmosphere weather balloons. It shows you what you're learning from a textbook, and it takes it to a level where people in the real world, such as NASA, actually use this from the daily routines. So you're seeing the level of expertise like, and the amount of detail that's necessary to make the equations work and why it works. So they could see how complicated some of it before it goes over their head of the level of understanding. But yeah, they're motivated with it, and they see some of the programs that NASA uses, and they see the work that's put involved into it. So they get kind of like a taste of what they experience, but not to that exact level.
Yeah, and it opens up their eyes and their hearts to the science level, for sure.
Yeah, just that foot in the door of what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to speak with some of these middle school students that have been involved in this project, and we are going to start off with Sabrina. She's an eighth grader there at J.W. Dodd Middle School. Sabrina, welcome to the program. Now, when you were taking earth science, did you ever think that earth science and NASA were going to meet and you were going to be involved in it?
No, I didn't think that would, like, happen at all. Like, because this happened later in the year, in the beginning of the year, I just thought of earth science as a regular, just like another honors class that I was taking. But then once Dr. Pereira gave us this opportunity, it showed us like that how earth science can come into like real life situations. And that just opened my eyes to other classes that have other like situations and opportunities that are more than just the textbook that they give us.
All right. So you're an honors student, like you said. Is science something one of your passions, or is it because of the passion of Dr. Pereira, because he's very passionate about science, as we all know, and he recruits kids to do these crazy projects. Is science something that you've always enjoyed, or is it something that you're learning to explore and learning to appreciate now?
I feel like I've always had a passion for science, but I feel like this opened my eyes to like other types of science and like incorporating like math into it and stuff. And I'm like a math person, so I feel like it. This helped open my eyes to like even more like things that I enjoy in science.
All right. So you were the person that was digging deep into those calculations and the algorithms and the equations. And that's the stuff that you enjoyed.
Me and he's not here with us right now, but Zachary and John also helped us with that too.
All right. Well, I'm sure Zachary and John are going to appreciate the shout out. We also want to welcome to the program Tori, who's also an eighth grader. Tori, talk to me about what you have been doing with this program. Like, get into the nuts and bolts, but not too sciencey, right? I'm not that smart of a guy. So keep it in a very simple way that I understand some of the things that you were doing in this class.
In my class, it's a pretty cool class to take. Like, you learn about all these different stuff going on with Earth that, like, I've never known before. Like, say, for example, like, different stuff about space that I've never, like, thought of could happen and stuff like that. I think it's a pretty cool class to take, and I really like it. I think it's, like, one of my favorite classes I take so far right now, and the teacher, Mrs. Capaccio, is great at teaching stuff about it, and it's just, like, a great class to take, and it really, like, expands my thought, like, expands, like, my thinking about science and, like, Earth and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And what's one example about outer space that you didn't know before that you learned by taking this class with the unique partnership with NASA?
By taking this class, like, I've learned about how, like, people are, like, able to walk on the moon and stuff like that. How they're able to, like, make all these calculations to be able to have the opportunity to walk on the moon and explore it and learn all these different things about it that I never knew. It would take, like, so much work to figure out.
Yeah, it's just a thing that hangs in the sky and occasionally blocks out a sun with a solar eclipse, but there's a lot more to it than that. Ronaldo's also an eighth grader there at J.W. Dodd Middle School. Ronaldo, talk to me about why you enjoy participating in this class.
I enjoy participating in the class of the program. I enjoy participating in the program because it allows me to do more hands-on with machines and coding, which I always liked and enjoyed. As well, it piqued my interest. There's so much that we don't know about space, and with this program, we can learn more about it.
And what's one of the things that you learned about space that you didn't know before participating in the program? Just give me the top thing that comes to your head.
I did not know that the moon could have, like, a mountain and then, like, a 300-foot cavern right next to it and, like, the same 3 miles.
Wow. So that's definitely a mountain you don't want to slide down on the wrong side, because then you're in a big hole and very tough to get out of. Well, we are speaking with the students from the Freeport School District, in particular, J.W. Dodd Middle School. And we're talking about a unique program that they're involved in with NASA, the Artemis Mission Challenge, in which they're going to set up an infrastructure on the moon. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to these students about some of the work that they've done, what they've learned, and how they think they see the future with NASA and the moon, and maybe their interest in science as they go forward through their academic career. You're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That is your place to go suggest a program, club, or activity just like Freeport does, and see if your students will be the next ones right here in our Spotlight. We'll be right back with the Artemis Mission Challenge and the Freeport Middle School students who are tackling the challenge right after this. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, but let's go, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And check out that LI News Radio app, so no matter where you go, you can take Spotlight on Long Island Schools with you and hear about some amazing things that our kids are doing in our school districts across Long Island. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island School Boards since 1959. Bob Vecchio continuing our conversation with some eighth graders from the J.W. Dodd Middle School in the Freeport School District, and they have been working on a program in their science class. And, well, they've only been working with a program that is connected with NASA. And NASA is trying to have a new mission on the moon and launch rockets from the moon. And, you know, this project, you know, is involving kids of all ages so that they learn about science, they learn about space. And listen, these are eighth graders. I don't know about you, but when I was in eighth grade, I don't think I was even thinking about algorithms or the caverns on the moon or the mountain on the moon. I might have just seen it in the sky. But I want to go back to Tori. She's an eighth grader there at the middle school. Tori, talk to us about what the main purpose of the project is, right? You know, we talked about how it's part of your science class and everything else, and you're connected with NASA. But what is the main objective? What's the main mission that NASA has charged you guys with?
The main mission for this program is to, like, figure out the safest way for the astronaut to move around on the moon and, like, to avoid all these obstacles that are, like, in the way, and to just have the safest, like, trip on the moon.
Okay, so you have to determine what is the best path from point A to point B, and I'm assuming NASA kind of gave you parameters saying, okay, if astronauts land at this part of the moon, and Dr. Pereira had indicated it's the south pole of the moon, which is where a lot of the activity will take place, and I guess they give you another location where they have to go. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, we did.
Yep, and what are some of the obstacles that you have to avoid that you learned about?
Some of the obstacles are like these, like, mountains that can be on, like, these mountains that can be on the moon, and like these, like, big holes that they can fall into, and like will have, like, a hard time getting out. And like with the use of this algorithm called the ASTAR algorithm, it's an algorithm that can help assist in trying to find the perfect path for the astronaut to walk, so they don't walk into any mountains or, like, fall into any holes in the moon.
That would be a pretty good thing to avoid, is dropping into the hole in the moon, like Ronaldo told us about earlier, you know, just a big, big drop after being on the mountain. So, Sabrina, what were some of the challenges that you guys encountered when you tried to do the algorithms and figure out the best way from point A to point B? Because you are the math person, right? So what were some of the challenges that came up during your exploration?
There are a lot of challenges with the size of, like, the programming and the code that they gave us, because it's NASA and all their codes are very advanced, and our everyday regular school computers aren't, like, programmed or equipped for that type of, like, material that they're giving us. We had to use different apps, and, like, we even had to get laptops to be able to use and download the code that they were giving us because of that. And there was also a lot of stress and pressure in the moment, because we were coming in every day in the morning, plus our everyday regular classes, sports, like all of our outside activities. So there are a lot of obstacles that we faced, but we overcame them all to get to our end goal.
All right. So, Ronaldo, in addition to the time management challenges and the challenges of just, you know, looking at the equations and trying to figure out the best way from point A to point B, How did you guys work together as a team to overcome those challenges? And what's something that really stands out for you as like, hey, we did that and I'm glad we figured that out?
Well, we worked together as a team. Like, when we suffered problems, we would communicate with each other to try solving the issue, coming up with different plans. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, anything specific that we overcame, but can't really think now.
That's okay. So what has been the most enjoyable part of you participating in the program that you've enjoyed the most?
For me, the most enjoyable part was the finally finishing the project, because it allowed me to finally put all of our research into work, filming the video and showing off all the stuff we found.
So you had to complete a video, put all the information together to send it to NASA to review, right? So what was some of the things that you had to research? Give me an idea of an example of something that you had to research.
Well, we had to plot the crater itself on a contour map. As well, we had to find all the gradients and make a path deciding where in the crater they should traverse.
See, this is what I love. Eighth graders, students are talking about gradients and transversing craters on the Earth and how to measure. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. You guys are way ahead of the game. So, Ronaldo, my question to you is also, if you had the opportunity to talk to a sixth grader who's coming up through to middle school and maybe, you know, is thinking about what they should participate in, why would you tell them they should be involved with this type of program?
Because if they're interested in science or astronomy or even coding and machinery in any way, this would be the perfect program for them, as it allows them to use all their knowledge and research new things at the same time for such a program.
Great. And Tori, what are some of the other things that you're involved in addition to your interest in science? What are some of the other things that you're involved in and that you'd like to pursue as you know, eighth grade, you're going to be moving on to the high school next year? What are some of the things that you like to be involved in?
Along with doing this program, I'm pretty interested in like being in the music department a little bit. Right now I'm in band, and it's a pretty fun class to be in. Like, you just play music and have fun with it. And it's a great thing to do, like, along with this science, with all the science programs that are, like, all the opportunities that are given to me to take.
So that's great. You have a very highly analytical and scientific mind and a very art side to you. What instrument do you play in the band?
I play the clarinet.
Clarinet, very cool instrument. And if you had a younger sibling, tell me what you would say to them to make sure that they hook up with Dr. Pereira and some of those crazy projects he comes up with. Tell me why you would think your sibling should be involved.
I think they should be involved because it's a really fun program. It's a really like big opportunity to take. And it's like a great opportunity to have to get you to like good colleges, put on your resume. It's just a great program to be in, just to like really take up all the opportunities that you're given, especially in like the science department or the math department, because those can be some difficult topics for people, and being involved in these like advanced projects is a really good thing to be in.
All right, Sabrina, same question for you. What else are you involved in there, and how has your experience here opened your eyes up to maybe possibilities in the future?
Along with like the science and academics portion of school, I play multiple sports for DOT. I play softball, volleyball, I'm a cheerleader, and then outside of school, I'm a competitive dancer. But I feel like it opened my eyes because instead of just like taking my honors classes and like regular classes, being able to do this program, like kind of, it made my liking and my love for like science like bigger, because I was able to explore things that weren't taught in class in a new program that Dr. Pereira brought for us.
Great. And Ronaldo, what are some of the types of jobs that you think are involved with NASA? I mean, you mentioned coding and machinery, among some other things. What are some of the other job careers that you think people could pursue if they have an interest in space and science and maybe wanting to work for NASA? What are some of the job opportunities you think are out there?
there's always aeronautical and aerospace engineering, not aeronautical, and as well as, oh, as mentioned, coding and being a programmer or helping make the machinery that's used for or the rockets as well.
All right. And Renato, what do you think you want to do when you grow up and you graduate from Freeport and you go on to next steps after that? What's your dream here as an eighth grader that you might want to pursue?
Preferably mechanical engineering, but anything that lets me work with a machine, I'm fine with.
All right. I kind of picked up on that when you kept mentioning machinery and coding. So good for you. And Tori, what do you think you want to do when you get older?
When I get older, I think I would definitely want to have like a job for like NASA that's more like hands on instead of like coding or something like that. Like maybe like designing like a spaceship or like maybe even being in like the process of like building it or something like that.
Awesome. Same question for you, Sabrina. What do you want to be when you get older?
I feel like because of all this exposure to NASA at such a young age, I feel like I would work at NASA. Like, I don't have something exact that I would do. Like, I feel like anything really that, because it's such a good experience to be able to have, and working anywhere will really make me happy. But sure. I feel like working for NASA is definitely something I could see myself doing in the future.
All right. We want to thank the students from the J.W. Dodd Middle School there in Freeport. And thank you, Dr. Pereira and Mr. Capaccio, for bringing this innovative program to students there in your district. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And don't forget to catch us out on that LI News Radio app.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, but let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.